Hey, I'm Emily Duncan Wilson, and I'm the producer of Classical Sprouts. If you love this podcast as much as we do, please donate to help Sprouts continue to grow. Go to classicalsprouts.org/donate. Thanks.
Snow is melting, the air no longer feels sharp, and the sun has returned. How should we celebrate? Well, with Antonio Vivaldi, of course. We're listening for the sounds of warmer weather in the spring movement of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, today on
Classical Sprouts!
Welcome to Classical Sprouts. I'm your host, Kate Botello. Before we get into the episode, let's start off with a Quizlet question. Since spring brings the return of flowers to places that had snow and cold weather in winter, our Quizlet is about flowers. Which country is home to the largest flower festival in the world? Where is the largest flower festival in the world held each spring? You have a guess? Well, stick around to the end of the episode to find out the answer. The Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi's most famous piece of music is his Four Seasons. It's a set of four violin concertos, and each one represents a different season in the year. So there's one for spring, summer, autumn, and winter. These were composed between the years of 1718 and 1720, making this a pretty revolutionary type of music at the time. I mean, not only did they try and musically imitate parts of nature, they were also based on poems that Vivaldi himself wrote. His Four Seasons would become one of the earliest examples of what would come to be called program music, or music that told a story. So in spring, he represents flowing creeks, singing birds, a shepherd and his barking dog, buzzing flies, and dancing, all with music. Each season's concerto is made up of three movements: fast, slow, then fast again. And each of those movements has a poem that goes along with it. So let's start off with the first fast movement of spring, the Allegro. The poem talks of birds celebrating with festive song, murmuring streams, soft breezes, and the occasional thunderstorm. The second movement, the Largo, is much slower. The accompanying poem mentions a shepherd sleeping in a meadow with rustling leaves overhead and his faithful dog beside him. What a peaceful afternoon! So let's listen to how Vivaldi represented that scene in the music. But then, the shepherd wakes up with the third movement back to Allegro. Bagpipes sound over the hills, and the shepherds and fairies dance among the beauty of spring. Can you hear how the violin represents the sounds of the bagpipes? Overall, the piece is light, joyful, and hopeful, with lots of major chords and soaring melody lines. How lovely. Now, Sprouts, at the beginning of this episode, I asked you, which country is home to the largest flower festival in the world? It is, desk roll please, Japan! The city of Hitachi holds an annual flower festival each year in April, which features millions of different kinds of flowers, including the famous and beautiful and very pink cherry blossoms. Sprouts, head to our website, classicalsprouts.org, to read the full sonnets that inspired Vivaldi, hear a newly recomposed version of the Spring Movement, and hear the other three seasons of music in the suite. When you listen to the rest of the seasons, compare how the different seasons feel in real life compared to how the music sounds, just like we did in this episode. Give it a try. Hey, by the way, which season is your favorite? Tell us on Instagram, at Classical Sprouts. Also, be sure to follow Classical Sprouts wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, I'm your host, Kate Botello. Classical Sprouts is produced by Emily Duncan Wilson with support from Amanda Sewell and is produced by Interlochen Public Radio as a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Hasta luego! Bye-bye.
Interlochen Public Radio.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.